Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archive to WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into sort of cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm just going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining digits will tell you the order in which they received that album that year. Now, today we're going back to the year of 1984, the year of Big Brother and such, and we shall see what the records bring. It should be pretty interesting. And we're going to start with an artist from Austin, Texas, sort of the one of the major artists of the Austin scene, and that's an artist by the name of Joe Eli. Now, when Joe Eli in 1984 was putting out an album called High Res, and it was on MCA Records, and we're going to listen to a single from that album. As a matter of fact, it was one of the songs that was listed right on the front. It has one of those stickers, you know, those cool little stickers that tell you what songs, are on it. And the first one listed there is a song called What's Shaking Tonight. So we're going to listen to a song from the album called High Res. We're going to listen to a song called What's Shaking Tonight. So here is Joe Eli right now on Random Draw.
Put on your pedal, high as shoes. Moon out tonight, get you dry. like the look on her face and the look in her eye, and the way that she broke the man down, left the man in pieces here on sinking ground. There were 14 nights and she didn't come by, and 14 days and she left the man wondering why he even bothered to try. So baby, bye-bye. There'll be one less man with a tear in his eye, one less man who'll be hanging around wondering why he even bothered to try. So baby, bye-bye.
We're trapped in a world that
The King, Elvis Presley, right there with the song If I Can Dream. Before that, we heard Gary Morris and his song Baby Bye Bye. And we started the show off today with Austin's own Joe Eli and his song What's Shakin' Tonight from his album High Res. Now, that song by Gary Morris was off of his album Faded Blue, which was on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 84-220. Now, Gary Morris, it's kind of funny, he's a country artist, had a lot of country hits. As a matter of fact, that song that we listened to, called Baby Bye Bye, was his first of five number one country songs here in the U.S., but he's also more famous for writing a song that became bigger for an artist a few years later, and that's The Wind Beneath My Wings, which became big song for Bette Midler. It wasn't his written song. He was still sort of covering it. It was just a songwriter thing out there, but he was one of the first ones to put out there. He had a big hit with it. As a matter of fact, I think he was nominated for some Country Music Awards for that song. And so there you go. That was country artist Gary Morris and his song Baby Bye Bye. Now, we wrapped up that set with a song that was definitely not from 1984, and that was Elvis's If I Can Dream. Now, I've mentioned this probably in past shows, but his record label, RCA Records, was always more than happy to milk the golden calf, so to speak, of Elvis Presley and put out compilations constantly. And in 1984, they were putting out an album called Elvis's Gold Records Volume 5. So it shows you how far they've brought in that compilation set. That's number 5. It was catalog number 84-199 here at RCA Records, and it had a bunch of other stuff on there like Suspicious Minds and Kentucky Rain and The Ghetto and Burnin' Love. It was more of a later era Elvis. A lot of the stuff was from the late 60s and early 70s. Songs like Moody Blue and Way Down were in there. That If I Can Dream, of course, was performed for the first time at the 68 Comeback Special. If you watch the great Baz Luhrmann movie Elvis, that was sort of a big section of the film when they sort of recreated that performance from the NBC television special. So that was Elvis with If I Can Dream. All right, we're going to hop across the pond now for the second set of music. We're going to start off with a group from England who actually were formed in Liverpool in 1980, and that's a group called the Icicle Works. They were actually named after a short story, I guess, about it was called When the Icicle Works Closed or something like that. You know, again, those British people, who knows what short stories they're listening to. And we're going to listen to a song from their debut self-titled album, Icicle Works, which was on Arista Records, and it's a song called Whisper to a Scream, Birds Fly. Now, it's kind of interesting. In America, it's called Whisper to a Scream, Birds Fly. In England, it's called Birds Fly, Whisper to a Scream. So they reverse the part that's in the parentheses. And depending on where you are in the world, that's the version of it that that you got to hear. Album, this song, like I said, came from their debut album, which was able to reach all the way up to number 40 here in the U.S. It was their only charting album in the United States. Did a little better over their native UK, hit number 24. And the song, of course, was their only top 40 hit as well. Their only charting single here in the States. Hit number 37 on the Hot 100. It actually did better here than the UK. That only hit number 90 over there. It did hit number 2 over in the indie chart in the US. And so there you go. So we're going to go ahead and listen to a song called Whisper to a Scream, Birds Fly right now by the Icicle Works.
right for you. Slips it into your shampoo. Only she knows if it's true. Blondes have more fun. When you wake up on the floor, all your strength swept out the door.
I'm not.
Dead or Alive with That's the Way I Like It. And then before that, we heard Van Stevenson with his song Modern Day Delilah. And we started off this second set of music with the English band Icicle Works and their song Whisper to a Scream, Birds Fly. Or if you're in Europe, it's Birds Fly, Whisper to a Scream. Either way, we know what it means. All right, Van Stevenson is an American artist. So we jump back over the pond here, who had some early success. He released a few albums on his own. And then later on, he joined, in the 90s, he joined a country band called Blackhawk, and they had many more hits after that. So in 1984, Van Stevenson was releasing his second album called Righteous Anger on MCA Records. And it featured that song that you heard on there, Modern Day Delilah. The album itself was his only charting album here in the States, hit number 54. While that song was his biggest hit, it hit number 22 on the Hot 100, not so bad. It hit number 9 on the mainstream rock charts. So there you go, not too bad. It's kind of the one-hit wonder of his career. There was another song on that album called What the Big Girls Do. It hit number 45, just outside the top 40, so almost a two-hit wonder. But there you go, that was a one-hit wonder, Van Stevenson. Obviously, he had many more hits with the country group Blackhawk, but we're not really much of a country show here. We do play country occasionally, but that's for some other shows. All right, so we moved on from Van Stevenson, and we went on with Dead or Alive, which were another band from Liverpool. I think that's the second one in that set besides Icicle Works. And in 1984, they were putting out their debut album called Sophisticated Boom Boom. Now, when I think of Dead or Alive, of course, you always think of the big song, You Spin Me Round Like a Record. And that was on their next album, not the one that we listened to. So there you go. This first album of theirs moved all the way up the charts over in the UK to number 29. Did not chart here in the US at all. Their next album, which one, the one they had, You Spin Me Round, did chart in the US and was their biggest hit. But there you go. So for the first album, hit number 29 over in the UK, which wasn't too bad. And that song, which was a cover song of Casey and the Sunshine Band, hit number 22 over in the UK. It did chart over here in the US on the dance charts, hit number 28. So there you go. Not too bad for one of the first songs from a group like that. I always think of, when I think of, besides You Spin Me Around, I always think of their singer, Pete Burns, kind of a flamboyant person and a personality. So there you go. That was Dead or Alive from their album Sophisticated Boom Boom on Epic Records, catalog number 84-268. All right, we're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a moment to listen to some more great random music from the year 1984. So stay tuned.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life.
Well, let's hear it.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'll be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television. See it all. Decide for yourself.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Yeah!
All right, and we are back here on Random Draw. We've been listening to great music from 1984. So remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, et cetera, et cetera, all the usual places. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get a complete schedule of all the great programming, get all the podcasts for all those great shows, and there's even a giant donate button at the top. If you press that, we'd more than appreciate anything you can do to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, we're going to get back into the show right now. We're going to start off with a good hard rocking group from the 80s, and that's Whitesnake. Now, in 1984, they were putting out their sixth studio album called Slide It In, and it's got kind of a cool history to it in the fact that it's got two different versions of the album. There's a UK mix for the European market, and then there's a US mix. And I guess the theory is that they figure the European mix sounded very flat, they said, so they redid it for the US market, and it sort of gave them, I guess, that Whitesnake sound that you come to appreciate just a few years later when they came out with their self-titled album, Whitesnake, which had all the big hit singles. But anyways, in 1984, with this album, they were going commodity, and they still featured John Lord from Deep Purple on keyboards on here. You also had Cozy Powell on drums. And you can always tell this is the U.S. version because it had John Sykes on guitar and Neil Murray on bass. The European version had completely different musicians on it besides Coverdale, Lord, and Powell. So there you go. We're going to listen to one of the songs off of here right now. It's a song called Love Ain't a Stranger. And so here you go. Here's Whitesnake right now from their album Slide It In right now on Random Draw.
Cold wind blows. I ask my friends, but nobody knows. Who am I to believe in love? Oh, love ain't no stranger. I looked around, what did I see? Broken heart. Staring at me, all searching cause they still believe. Oh, oh, oh. Love ain't no stranger. I was alone and I needed love. So much I sacrificed all I was dreaming of.
I ain't no stranger. stranger.
Thank you.
Cause now I know how to do it, dooby dooby. So baby, let's go. Dooby dooby, 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 dooby dooby,
Jeannie Smith and the Hurricanes with Ooby Dooby. Before that, we heard the Hunters and Collectors with Judas Sheep, and we started off this second half of the show with Whitesnake and their song Love Ain't No Stranger. Now, Hunters and Collectors are an Australian rock band who in 1984 were putting out their second album called The Fireman's Curse, and that was on White Label Records. It says Australian made, catalog number 84-155 over here in the U.S. The album didn't even chart over there in Australia at all, so go figure. It did chart in the New Zealand, though, number 46 on the album charts, and that was actually their first single from the album, a song called Judas Sheep, which I think you can probably tell, as you probably can guess, it did not chart pretty much anywhere. It did chart number 35 in New Zealand, so I don't know what they were thinking in New Zealand, because I don't know if I can say that song is one of the better ones of theirs. They did end up having some other songs which were covered by other people. I know Throw Your Arms Around Me was covered by Crowded House, and I know Pearl Jam has done that one a couple times. So there you go. There's a song by Hunters and Collectors called Judas Sheep. All right, now that last song we heard, Jeannie Smith and the Hurricanes, is taken from an album called Live at 288. It's kind of an interesting album in that it's a very local-made album. As it says here, this compilation album was recorded live in September 1983 by Art Snay and Ace Parkhurst at Albany, New York's notorious 288 Lark Street. So there you go. It's a locally-made Albany record featuring local artists, and that song, Ooby Dooby, was a cover version, obviously, because that song dates back many, many years. It was written in 1954 by a guy named Dick Penner, who was a student at the University of North Texas. And one of his best friends, one of his friends there at the University of North Texas, was a guy named Roy Orbison, who took the song and it sort of became his first single. And then later on, Roy Orbison actually covered that song for the soundtrack to the Star Trek First Contact motion picture. So there you go. So it all comes around again from from North Texas to Albany to Star Trek. So there you go. That was Jeannie Smith and the Hurricanes with her version of Ooby Dooby from the album Live at 288, which I can't even find the name of the record company on here. So that's how, but it's catalog number 84-145. So there you go. All right, we're going to go back over the pond again, and we're going to listen to one of the great groups from the 80s that sort of missed any chart success over here in America, and that's the Smiths. Now, in 1984, they were putting out their debut self-titled album called The Smiths, and there you go. It was on Sire Records over here in the U.S., and now the album itself only went up to 150 on the charts, which is about right for, unfortunately, The Smiths. Like I said, they sort of missed the big chart success over here, but over in the U.K., hit number 2. Which most of their albums, they had released 4 albums only, and they all peaked at number 2, number 2, number 2, and number 1. One of those albums did. So there you go. And we're going to listen to one of the singles, pretty much the only single off of this album, and that's a song called What Difference Does It Make? Now, in the UK, this song hit number 12. It did not chart over here in the U.S. Matter of fact, they really never had any songs chart in the Hot 100. They had a couple tracks chart on the dance charts over here in the States. But here's a song by the Smiths off of their debut album, like I said, catalog number 84-170. And here you go. It's called What Difference Does It Make right now on Random Draw.
To do. you make me feel so ashamed, because I've only got two hands, but I'm still fond of you. Ha-ha. So what difference does it make? Will find work for idle hands to do. I stole and then I lied just because you asked me to. But now you know the truth about me, you won't see me anymore. Well, I'm still fond of you. Oh, oh, oh. But no more apologies.
far side. I'm looking for the treason that I knew in 65. Beware the savage, yo.
David Bowie with 1984 right there. Of course, I had to end a show dealing with 1984 with the song 1984, so there you go. Before that, we heard Joe Cocker and his cover of the song Tempted, and we started off the show, that this last portion of the show, with the Smiths and What Difference Does It Make off of their first album. That Joe Cocker cover song came off of his album, his ninth album, it came out in 1984, called Civilized Man, and it was his first album for Capitol Records, and it features a who's who of yacht rock. If you ever watch that documentary on HBO Max, you'll recognize a lot of these names. It was produced by Gary Katz, who produced a lot of the Steely Dan stuff, and in the band it features Jeff Beccaro, Nathan East, Steve Lukather, Greg Fillinganes, David Paich, Randy Brecker, Lenny Pickett, a bunch of other people you can possibly imagine, and it was recorded at Village Recorders, which was sort of the hub of all of that yacht rock sound. So there you go. You know, you can't go wrong with when you get all those musicians together. The album itself didn't do so well as far as chart-wise go. It only reached number 133, and none of the singles on there charted at all. So there you go. That was Joe Cocker and his cover of Tempted. And we closed the show with a song called 1984 by David Bowie. And that song did not come out in 1984. It actually came out in 1974 off of his album Diamond Dogs. But it was re-released in 1984 on a compilation called David Bowie Fame and Fashion that came out on RCA Records. Basically, he left RCA Records around this time, and so they decided to do a little cash grab and put out a compilation album which featured a bunch of his greatest hits, and it's catalog number 84-198 here. The song 1984, again, was on Diamond Dogs, which originally was intended as being sort of a musical opera of the book 1984, but George Orwell's widow wouldn't give David Bowie permission to use the book for his musical. So there you go. So instead, you got a couple tracks like 1984 that sort of dealt with the book. And there you go. So that's how we close the show. Nice and fitting for our show on 1984. So that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.